With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The GOP-led House Oversight and Judiciary Committee are holding a closed-door transcribed interview with President Joe Biden's brother, James Biden, as part of Republicans' impeachment inquiry into the president.
According to his opening remarks obtained by several media outlets, James Biden testified that President Biden, quote, never had any involvement in the business dealings of other members of his family. House Republicans have spent months investigating whether President Biden improperly benefited from family members' foreign business ventures, but have so far failed to turn up any evidence of wrongdoing. James Biden's interview comes a week before first son Hunter Biden is set to appear for his own transcribed deposition on February 28th. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's trial in London.
Lawyers for the United States are saying that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange should face spying charges. Assange is up for 17 espionage charges and one computer misuse charge because he put innocent lives at risk in an attempt to solicit, steal, and indiscriminately publish classified government documents. He published those documents on his page WikiLeaks in 2010 and 2011, causing alarm in the U.S. government. The judge overseeing the case in Britain's High Court says a decision on whether the court will grant him a new appeal will be decided at the end of their two-day hearing, but a ruling on Assange's future shouldn't be expected till March. Assange's lawyers say he could face up to 175 years in prison if convicted, though American authorities say the sentence is likely to be much shorter. I'm Haya Panjwani.
But Wall Street stocks remain lower. The Dow is down 70 points, the NASDAQ losing 87 points. This is SRN News. A U.S. bishop defies the Pope. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Liam Carey heads up the Catholic Diocese of Baker, Oregon, and he says he will not allow the blessing of gay marriages in his territory, despite the fact that Pope Francis has ordered all clergy to do so. Carey says, quote, if a same-sex couple were to ask a priest to bless them, they would be seeking an official sign of approval for behavior that the church teaches is sinful in God's sight. A growing number of bishops around the globe say they will not obey the Pope on this issue. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
About one in four young people in the United Kingdom thinks the Bible should be edited or banned. A poll released by Whitestone Insights finds 23% of respondents between the ages of 18 and 34 agree that all books that contain perceived hate speech, including the Bible and other religious texts, should be removed from society. This is SRN News. It was a story that caught the nation's attention. It was a tragic ending to a missing girl case in Texas. Authorities have found her body, as we hear from correspondent Norman Hall.
Divers have recovered the body of 11-year-old Audrey Cunningham, a Southeast Texas girl who had been missing since last week. Her body was found in a river near a highway bridge in Polk County, northeast of Houston. Sheriff Byron Lyons.
My heart aches with this news, and I express with my deepest sympathies and condolences to everyone who knew, who cared for, and loved Audrey.
Audrey's family had reported her missing on Thursday after she failed to return after school to her home in Livingston. Investigators later discovered that she never got on the bus to go to school that morning. A suspect, Don Stephen McDougall, lived in a camper on the family's property. I'm Norman Hall.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.